How to rebuild your own brain. It's not the kind of thing you would ever forget. When Barbara Arrowsmith Young started school in Canada in the early 1950s, her teacher told her mother, in her presence, that she would never be able to learn. Having helped over 4,000 children overcome exactly the same diagnosis, now she can laugh at it. But she didn't at the time. Today, Arrowsmith Young holds a master's degree in psychology and has published a groundbreaking book called The Woman Who Changed Her Brain. But until she was in her mid-20s, she was desperate, tormented, and often depressed. She didn't know what was wrong. In exams, she sometimes got 100%, but whenever the task involved reasoning and interpretation, she would fail dismally. "The teachers didn't understand," she says. "They thought I wasn't trying, and I was often punished." To help her, her mother devised a series of flashcards with numbers and letters, and after much hard work, she achieved literacy and numeracy of a sort, even getting into university, where she disguised her learning disabilities by working 20 hours a day. "I used to hide when the security guards came to close the library at night, then come back out and carry on." For the first time, Arrowsmith Young says, "I recognised somebody describing exactly what I experienced. The injured man's expressions were the same, living life in a fog. His difficulties were the same. He couldn't tell the time from a clock. He couldn't tell the difference between the sentences, 'The boy chases the dog,' and 'The dog chases the boy.' I began to see that maybe an area of my brain wasn't working." The realization led her to continue her reading, this time with the work of Mark Rosenzweig, an American researcher who found that laboratory rats, given a rich and stimulating environment, developed larger brains. Rosenzweig concluded that the brain continues developing rather than being fixed at birth, a concept known as neuroplasticity. Arrowsmith Young decided that if rats could grow bigger and better brains, so could she. "I was experiencing mental exhaustion like I had never known," she says, "so I figured something was happening. After 3 or 4 months of this, it really felt like something had fundamentally changed in my brain. I watched an edition of a news program and I got it. I read pages from 10 books and understood every single one. It was like stepping from darkness into light." Her approach was revolutionary. At that time, she says, all the work around learning disabilities involved compensating for what learners couldn't do. It all started from the premise that they were unchangeable. "So many wrong diagnoses get made," says Arrowsmith Young. "So many children get written off. So many people make wrong decisions and end up in lives and careers they did not choose for themselves, but were chosen for them by cognitive limitations that can be identified and strengthened. There is hope for these people."